But here's the thing is he charged God foolishly for that. You know, and he did it so it looked like before the leaders that, oh, this guy's sincere. He's hearing from God. No, he's not hearing from God. Okay? You're charging God foolishly, and it's a sin, and it's shameful that you would blame God for hearing such a wicked thing. Amen. To remarry someone after you've been divorced. Look, if you've been divorced and you've been remarried, we're not preaching against you. We love you. You're in our church. You obviously know where we stand on this. I'm talking to the people who have not been married, who are married, who are maybe considering divorce. Don't do it. And by the way, don't ever say, it's God who told me, because that's charging God foolishly. Yes. God will never tell us to do something that's contrary to the word of God. Yes. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And here's the thing. People who get divorced, they say it all the time when they're Christians. Mm-hmm. It was God. I know God's in this thing. Yeah, God's in it to judge it.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Amen. Divorce is never, never permissible.
Amen.
Never! Amen. Okay? And here's the thing. The only way you can remarry someone else is if your spouse dies. And no, that's not a permission to go kill your spouse. Yeah. That's the only way. Okay? Till death do us part. And look, you're going to go through hard times. You're going to argue. You're going to fight. You're going to go through ups and downs. But none of them are a reason to get divorced.
Yes.
Till death do us part. Have some oomph. Have some determination. Have some integrity to just say, we're just going to pull through this thing no matter what. We're just going to burn. We're going to burn doing this thing. We won't give up on the marriage. Okay? We'll fight teeth and nail, but we're going to get through it. Yes. Divorce is never permissible. And shame on the Christian. Shame on the pastor. Shame on the leader that would ever permit people to get divorced.
Amen.
That's wicked. Look, you're not even taking the next generation into account. You know, I want my son to find a wife and to stay with her to the day he dies and never marry anybody else.
Amen.
Okay? I want him to stay that way. But you know what's going to help him to be married and do that? Is by seeing his mom and his dad grow old together and never speak of divorce.
Amen.
Stay together forever.
Yes.
Amen?